Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Fredo and Ron's Nameless Podcast. It's me, Fredo, and my co-host, Ron.
How's it going, bro?
It's going good. If you guys are listening, obviously you can tell my qualities, like whatever. Well, I'm outside right now. So if it sounds like I'm outside, I'm definitely outside right now. Got to switch it up. The weather's nice.
It is nice. I'm happy winter is finally over, son. I freaking hate the winter so bad.
Bro, it's been brick ass cold.
Yeah, I mean, of course, we both have our birthdays, like when it get cold. But other than that,
yeah,
the cold weather is just not it. I just can't deal with it at
yeah.
all.
Yeah, no, I love the holidays, the birthdays, and everything. But the cold gets old after like a month, 2 months maybe. But no, this winter was pretty OD.
Yeah, and it was like the most snow New York got in years, man.
In a minute, yeah. Last year we didn't even get snow.
Yeah, it was last year. There's no snow at all. And now this year, it was snow like every week. It was fucking insane.
It was, yeah, no, it was insane sanity. But now it's springtime, sun's out. I mean, I'm outside right now in shorts and a hoodie and my Crocs.
I'm finally getting a pair of Crocs, man, for the first time.
Bro, they're a great investment. You can wear them everywhere.
Yeah, no, Nas just getting me some. I just brought her some, and she wants me to match with her. She said, "You want some Crocs?" I said, "Sure, man. Whatever. Let's see."
Yeah.
Everybody speaks so highly about it.
Bro, I wear every single day. I have these mint green ones. I love these things. Cause, you know, you can bring them to the bathroom. You can go outside if you want. I walk around my room, really. I don't really take them out on the street. I just, anywhere in my home is, like, good with me.
Yeah, when it was like warm weather, I always go out with like my Nike slides. Like wearing slides and stuff just feels way more comfortable than sneakers.
Yeah, no, this is the wave. All right, well, this is probably the biggest announcement of the day. So this is gonna be our final pod, everyone. I know this might be a surprise to some people, but. You know, I just think I'm welcoming a new change of pace and everything. I personally sports have not been that interesting to me. I guess I just have like less of a drive for it. So I'm just going to get into, I'm still keep up with the Knicks. That's my team, but I'm just going to be a little bit more casual with it now. I stepped down from the Strickland. They're great. If you guys are really interested in basketball talk, you should be following them anyway. I still talk to all of them and everything. It's just, you know, for me personally, I just had to take a step back and remember everything. But yeah, no, I mean, I want to talk about just the run me and Ron have had on this podcast. I mean, this is still my guy. We're still going to be doing a ton of stuff together. I mean, we're definitely going to be playing the Call of Duty this week and everything. But yeah, bro, just to say, like, we've done just about 30 episodes. And without YouTube, just pure audio listens, we've hit almost 5K. Hopefully this episode brings us to 5K streams total.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, this came, it was, when you first came up with the idea, we both loved talking sports, and we talk sports all the time. We hanged out a lot. This is pre-COVID. So, you know, we watch a lot of sporting events together, basketball games. All-star games, whatnot. So when you first came up with the idea to do it, I was happy to do it because, you know, we both love talking sports. We both tweet sports. Basketball was big in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And what a journey it's been. I mean, the first few episodes we did, and they was doing numbers, and I was generally surprised. And it was like, wow, people are interested in our sports takes or even listening to us. Was pretty wild, especially the fast pace it went. And like you said, it's been a journey. Every episode I felt like we recorded was great. Of course, others must have been better than others, but be honest, I would have to say the COVID, the months breaks that took from basketball, it kind of took our interest
Yeah.
Because from basketball, watching that. Because last year, before pre-COVID, if there was a game on TNT, I was watching it. I watched a lot of NBA teams last year. No matter the teams, I watched TNT scheduled games and whatnot. And this year's the months away from COVID. I mean, the months with COVID, it kind of made me adapt, like my lifestyle adapt away from just watching sports.
Exactly. Yeah.
To do other things, and it kind of got hard to get back. I mean, of course, the bubble, the playoffs. It was the bubble and the playoffs. So it was like it got right back to the playoffs. So of course, it's interesting to watch, see how that went. But it's kind of hard to adapt back to the sports life.
No, I fully agree.
Not saying neither of us lost our love for basketball. Of course, our love for basketball is still there. It's just the level of interest. I don't want to say the level of interest is not there, because of course I still love basketball. I love the game, most likely, and it's hard to explain. But the love for basketball is still clearly there for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the product that's out right now is kind of hard to watch.
Yeah, I get like a quick little shout out to like Kyle Korver. I think he kind of like mimics the same ideals that you just like mentioned, and he said like he's just been home with his family at all times ever since basketball ended, and he can come back, like he's gotten offers, but it's just like he's trying to say like he respects the game, and it was just like way too fast, you know. He enjoys being home. That you know it's just it did kind of kill the interest in a way. I mean, before, like, I would love to come back home from the city when I've been there like all day to watch like a Knicks game or any kind of team that's just on. And now it's, you know, I'm just doing different things, and I still keep up with them. Like, I'm on Twitter all the time. I'm seeing what's going on. Sometimes I'll put a game on. I've been putting the Knicks pretty often because I've had to like tweet for the Strickland, this podcast. I've been focused, but it's just, you know, I we'll still be around. It's just, taking a step back for now. I mean, hey, shout out to you, and Naj is like the biggest fan of this pod. I mean, I always see her posting this. Like, you guys are great. Congrats to you two, you know, getting engaged and all and everything. Love you both. You've been working really hard on this podcast from day one. I know you've been putting it out there. You know, your family's been seeing it. I seen them in some like our reviews and whatever. Like, we have over 30 reviews, and we're close to a 5-star podcast. So, yeah, I know you worked hard. I know from the start of doing this podcast, I always wanted to have someone that actually like knew basketball and enjoyed talking to. Because especially I love basketball, but I'm not the best talker on basketball. Like on Twitter before, I used to just have fun and make jokes. I'll keep up. I know what some of the young players are going through, but you know more about, you know, just the game of basketball, and you know, you've been a great co-host from the very start, and it's been fun. I mean, this has been a great pod, and we're not ending this like it's a failure. Like, as I said, like we hit almost 5K streams, 30 episodes, and I think the average lifespan of a podcast is like 7 episodes. So we got this far without YouTube. We hit almost 5K streams. I think
without YouTube,
like, we built this from the ground up. Like that's, you know, we've had support from others, you know, Naj, our friends, people on Twitter that they consistently listen to the podcast. So this is not a failure. Like, this is honestly very good. And, you know, so whatever we do now, like, we'll do a podcast again in the future or something on YouTube. Just, I don't know. But, like, this was something good to do. And I'm very happy that we did it. It's just, you know, early on, I was really nervous about the prospect of even doing this, putting my opinion out there and all that. And I think I've just gotten better at doing it. I think like every week, especially like once we hit like episode 10, I felt much more comfortable just doing this on a week basis. You know, and just as a person, I guess it's helped me grow, but this is where we're at now.
Yeah, it came to the point where people's asking us to be on the podcast.
Exactly.
Which is, it's like, we literally started this with no promo, no, like, anticipation of what we've done. We just, you know, we just went for it, and then it was honestly from episode one, it was incredible feedback. And we appreciate everybody that that tuned in every week. And we appreciate any new listeners who wasn't there since day one, who started listening later.
To that point, I found it so crazy, like, during the off season when we weren't recording, our numbers on streams were still going up. People were still listening during the off season. without us promoting it at all.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
That means, yeah, it is crazy. Yeah. And like you said, this was out YouTube. This was out cameras involved, where we could have, you know, went all out and possibly could have done way bigger things. But like you said, this is not like the definite end. There may be like a future or a different idea that we tried to do. But for now, it's just, you know, for now, this is the last
podcast. And like, another thing, like, when I was talking to other guys about, you know, like, I'm gonna step down and just, like, stop talking about it, like just taking a step back, like, one of the biggest persons in Nick Twitter, that, you know, they run a huge podcast, they like write articles, like, they're a reporter and everything, they do this on a much bigger scale than we do, and they've told me, like, they've actually been, like, tired this season about just talking about basketball. They word for word, they said they zombie walked through a lot of this. You know, it's been hard on a lot of people, and, you know, like, shout out to those guys, especially to them, for like working so hard with everything that's going on, so, like, lately.
Yeah, like you said, we did this for the love of basketball. And the love of talking basketball, and us, is like you said, just been, sometimes it's been tiring. Sometimes it's, sometimes we might have had to, like, force a topic that might have not been a topic, but
yeah,
you know, it's been great. It's been great talking basketball. It's been great talking about the Knicks.
Yeah.
Of course, it sucks that, you know, the Knicks are finally, you know, good again, and the interest of, like, this style of basketball, just, like, I don't know, just feels like every game somebody's scoring 30.
Yeah,
it's like I said, I was watching a game at work, and it was trying to talk about the All-Star game, and then one of my coworkers, like, every game in the NBA season is an All-Star game. It's, you know, it's just a lot. It's a lot going on, but you know,
yeah.
We're still gonna be watching basketball. This is not like us saying, yeah, we're gonna stop watching basketball at all. Like, you know, we still love basketball. We're still gonna watch. Yeah.
So, I mean, we've done, like, just about 30 episodes, and it's been a lot. I just want to ask you, like, what's been, like, your favorite episodes? I know, when I got into this podcast, I was like, I want to have, like, more, like, just people involved and their opinions and all that. So I personally think, like, the mailbag episodes were my favorite.
Oh, the mailbag episodes was, I think that was your idea. Those are, like, one of those episodes that I was, like, proud of, because that basically tells us that people are listening and they're asking us questions, so they're actually engaged. It's one thing to listen to our episodes, but it's also another to ask us questions and try to engage with us to see where our minds is at. So that basically told us that they want to hear our answers and they want to listen to us. So, of course, but so a lot of the guest episodes that we had was pretty great. I don't want to say everybody's names. I say names because I don't want to miss out on none. But every person brought a different aspect to the podcast. Everybody was different, in a good way. Some were numbers guys. Some were brought their bad takes. I know one person in particular I've taken of, but I'm not gonna say his name. But
I know who it is.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a lot of great episodes to read people's minds. We even had a few football and baseball episodes where it was great. Everybody that came on did a great job. Nobody, you know, and some people said that was their first podcast, and for them to come on our podcast to feel comfortable enough to speak on sports in general, and having to be comfortable enough to speak on a podcast for us, and even wanting to be on our podcast was pretty dope. So everybody, honestly, every episode that we had guests was my favorite.
I want to say thank you to all the guests. And you know,
I wish I had a list of all our guests.
But we had a lot of guests. I know from Alex Wolf to Budum, it's Briz, Jazz, Sospoa, Carlos, Mikey, you know, but I know Mikey, who was our latest guest. If you guys are still interested, he had a great appearance that episode. He's making his own podcast. So, yeah. I know if you want to get into that, follow him. I'm going to support his podcast easy.
Yeah, he was great. He's one of the favorites.
Yeah. No, the guest episodes were great. I know the Kobe episode when you had that, poem or story, that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh. No, we've done a lot.
Yeah, the one with Kevin.
Spencer.
Kevin Spencer, yeah. We had Will. We had Will as well. Shout out to
Will. FSU.
Florida State, yeah. Shout out to him.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he had a lot of people. It's hard to look. But our first episode was October 11th, 2018.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This was when we thought our podcast was going to be like, you know, a 20-minute episode. You know, it would just go on for 45 minutes. And it was, you know, it was great. It was great, honestly.
And people always be listening. I post it at like 8 in the morning, whatever. And then by like noon, I would see, oh, shit, we have like 30 streams already.
Yeah.
People are actually listening. So I'm like very happy about that. Well, I hope we hit 5K. If not, it's whatever. I mean, this has been a great just thing to do. So I'll thank you to everyone that's been listening, everyone that's been a part of this, and anyone that supported it, liked it, retweeted it. Even if they didn't listen, they still got it out there in a way. People threw reviews at us. You know, anyone that's asked us a mailbag question, just thank you to everyone.
Yeah, man. Thanks. Like Fredo said, thanks everybody that's supporting us since day one. Or who've been supporting us a few episodes, who just listened for the first time last episode. We appreciate both of you guys. And it was a fun run. And just wanna say thank you, and thank you to Fredo for asking me to do this.
No, thank you, bro.
It's been a great run. You're still my brother. There's absolutely no beef between us. This is this was a mutual agreement to do this. Just thank you, man. And of course, we live blocks from each other, so this is not goodbyes for us. But this is this is goodbye to the podcast for now.
Yeah, don't worry, y'all. I mean, we're cool. We'll be playing Call of Duty this week. We're in the same group chat. We talk all the time. This is my guy. Really, besides everyone that I know, like my family that I've talked to, there's no one I talk to more besides him, the few others in the group chat. All right. I guess that's a good way to end it then. So thank you guys for listening to the Nameless Podcast. And that's it for me. Thank you. Ramon, you want to say anything?
Yeah, thank you guys for the long journey and continue to inspire us to continue to doing the podcast. I know if we didn't have a good response from our first, we wouldn't have kept going. But you guys made it worth recording each episode. So just want to say thank you, guys. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you, Zafredo, for believing in both of us. Thank you to myself as well, because I'm great. And thank you, guys.
Peace.